the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight, we'd like you to make certain all your sources are absolutely accurate. The play by James D. Morris is called Where Does the News Come From?
Yeah, please. I have a confirmation here somewhere.
Oh, network car. Yes, sir. Right over here, sir. Take your bag.
What's that? No, thank you. I'll keep it with me.
There you are, sir. Network car at the head office on Seneca.
Right. Would you like the radio on, sir?
No. No, thank you.
International?
Sorry, what was that?
International. Just come in on an international flight?
Yeah, Rome.
Yeah, I thought so. A lot of internationals arriving now. Yeah, you can usually tell, you know, style of clothes, your luggage, the way you look around. Now, you take the guys from Montreal, they get in around 8, read the paper, tip a buck, and that's it. Never say a Hey, wait a minute, I know you. You're David Winston, the correspondent. I watch you on World Report. Hey, isn't that something? David Winston. You, been to any good wars lately?
Huh? Sorry, I don't quite...
That's what you do, isn't it? You go to wars. Like, where was I saw the other night? Peru or Cyprus or something?
Lebanon. Last week was Lebanon.
Oh, yeah? They got a war?
Everybody's got a war.
Huh. So, what are you doing in Toronto? You're covering the war between the mayor and the city council? Maybe we're going to attack Alberta, huh?
No, nothing that dangerous. Just... checking in with head office.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I bet things are really jumping around there. What with that Derek Richards guy walking out in the middle of the show the other night? I didn't see it. I was working, but my wife saw it. She said it was pretty freaky. I bet he was drunk, eh? I mean, to walk out and just leave people looking at an empty desk, he must have been drunk. Stop.
No. It was probably just a hell of a lot of pressure.
Pressure? What kind of pressure could he have? I hear he was pulling down $125,000 a year just for sitting there every night for half an hour reading the news. Man, I'll tell you, he'd give me that kind of pressure any day. You, gonna be heading back for Europe?
I'm not too sure.
Ah, well, when you're ready, here's my card. You just call this number and ask for Al, huh?
Excuse me. Can you tell me where I can... Pardon me, but where do I find... Hey, just a minute.
New in town, big fella?
Oh, can you... Stella? Stella Parsons! Oh, my God. What in the hell are you doing here? Let's see, I left you in Saigon,
don't
a pretty pretty bar and three-star doxy house.
Oh, Rhett Butler, how you do go on.
Ah, Stella, you still have that incredible way with words. Which, by the way, is what I'm supposed to be having with Martin Grant right now. Words, that is. Where does His Eminence hide out in this news hive?
Look for the largest rock.
That's what I like. Professional respect.
That man's a waste of skin. He was bad enough when we were all out in the field. There he was just sleazy. Since they made him head honcho of World Report, he's graduated to sneaky sleazy with power. Try the corner office. Oh, hey. By the way, I hear via the office tom-toms that they've got big things planned for you.
Not sure, still. What's the story on Derek?
Well, they put him away, and they're not telling anyone where. A full story's worth a couple of hours, Scotch. I tell you what, be at the press club later. I'll run it down for you.
You got it, baby.
And don't you forget it, baby.
Remember the correspondent's motto. Clean body, clean mind. Take your pick.
Yeah, I never was any good at multiple choice.
See you at the club.
So, when... Look, push that to the side, will you? I can hardly hear myself think. So anyway, when it happened so fast and we needed someone virtually overnight, the first name that came to mind was yours. Sit down. Good camera presence, reputation, authority, credibility. You've got it all, David.
Gee, thanks, Marty.
Look, David, let's get something straight right from the start. You and I never hit it off. You went for all the gung-ho wraparound trench coat stuff with the cannons and mortars in the background. I always believed in-depth analysis worked better.
With the tinkle of ice cubes and the fizz of soda in the background.
Look, you're here because I head up the World Report team. And I head up World Report because I can put personal feelings aside and pull together the elements that make us the number one news team in this country. I don't like you. I don't like you, your methods, or your attitudes. But in my opinion, you can make a valid and viable contribution to the package. That's the only thing that's important. That's something to remember every time you pick up your check. I'm the man who signs that check.
That's a nice, tough management speech, Martin. But it's all based on the assumption I'm going to take your anchorman slot.
Alimony payments to two ex-wives, a son in an expensive private school, and then there's the lease on that apartment in London occupied by a certain young lady, Miss Turnbull, I believe. Oh, you'll take it, all right. And I figure 125 grand a year buys me a few concessions, so just lay off the sarcasm, okay? You deliver, and I'll deliver. Bottom line.
As an in-depth analysis, that's not bad. When do I start, sir?
As soon as we can get you down to the studio. I want some run-throughs with the team to get you into the format. We're already running promos we pulled from some of your field stuff. I want you on air tomorrow night.
That's fast. I hope to get to see Derek before I...
Leave him out of it. He's a dead issue. Let's go.
Camera two come up in 3, 2, 1, touch room.
Sound, see if you can raise the hatch.
Can you lift the temperature?
One more light, please.
Camera two, can you dial the left, please? Hold it. A bit more.
I'm getting a boom shot on.
Oh, that's it. Thank you, camera two.
Lighting, will you try a bit more film on the desk, please? No, no, sorry, that's too much. Now we're getting a bounce off the desk, sir. Have it back, shade wing, please.
Camera one, slow zoom in on
that's
three.
Nice. Thank you.
Two,
camera
one.
Three. Hold for the
that's
graphic,
nice.
Please.
Thank you.
3, 2, 1. Thank you.
I think we could use a music pad on the segue from the Senate Attack Mass Council of Speeches.
Check, riot check footage library. Coming up in 10,
some, headset
9,
feet so we can
8,
see if we can talk and listen at the same time.
3, 2, 1. Very nice. Thank you.
Looking good.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, he's looking good. Shannon, see what you can do about his hair. Maybe you can get Michael to layer it or something. Just get rid of that shaggy look.
Oh, I think it makes him look like a teddy bear.
And I want him to look like an anchor man. While you're at it, set up some time at Nyman's and pick out some suits for him.
Me pick him out? Why me?
Because you got the good taste to sleep with the director, that's why.
That's not good taste. That's job security.
Ooh, bitchy, bitchy.
Come on, people. Settle down. We got to have him ready for tomorrow night. Shannon, what do you think about something in brown and beige with an orange accent for the set?
Let's try it. The blue and gray sure isn't doing anything for him.
Never did anything for Richards, either.
Who said that? Get this and get it straight for the last time. This team does not discuss Derek Richards. Derek Richards does not exist. Now, let's work on his sign-off.
Okay. David? David, can you hear me?
Yes.
We want to work on your sign-off, so let's run down a few. How's about trying, and that's it for World Report, I'm David Winston. Or, if you prefer, I'm David Winston, and that's it for World Report. Unless, of course, you have something of your own you'd like to try?
Does it matter?
We're just trying to set up a style for you, David. Let's try, and that's it for World Report, I'm David Winston.
Right. And that's it for World Report, I'm David Winston.
Again?
Again, please, David.
And that's it for World Report. I'm David Winston.
And again.
And again, please, David.
And that's it for World Report. I'm David Winston. And this is Stewart.
Looks like our little David has a sense of humor.
Or worse, it could mean he can think.
Let's hope not. We all know what happens to anchormen who can think.
Hello?
using the Phantom Flasher of Haiphong. When'd you get in, David?
Just this morning.
By the way, Wilbur, where's my 20 from Nicaragua? And that was in Yankee dollars, too.
Hey, David. Good to see you, my man.
Hi, Jenkins. How you doing?
Step aside, chaps. Here's Hal, the conquering hero.
Oh, you can call me Nathan.
Hey, let me buy you one, Dave.
Maybe later. I'm looking for Stella.
She's back there, over in the corner.
Thanks. Catch up with you later.
Rick.
Haircut, mustache trim, oh, manicure. Hardly looked like the old scourge of Saigon we all came to love.
And some of you from great distances, too. Boy, I'll tell you, I'd rather backpack a Niagara and carry a cameraman through rice paddies than go through the last 5 hours again. I've been getting lessons on how to walk, how to talk, how to sit, how to
comb. How to make it look important when you sign your name to the last item while they roll credits.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe now I'll find out what the hell all those anchormen write when they do that.
Probably something clever like, how come nobody can spell around here? I can't take any more of this crap.
Or isn't this a hell of a way for a grown man to earn a living?
How would the nice grown man like to get me another scotch before he sits down?
Johnny Walker?
Yeah, black and double. Oh, and while you're at it, get Ernie to put my tab on yours.
You got it, sweet tuck.
Look out, gang. Here comes Muscle Mouth, the newest star in the news firmament. Put you around, David.
Oh, no, you don't. The last round I bought for you guys made the Korean War debt look like a petty cash voucher.
Oh.
Ernie? Ernie?
Yeah.
A double black Johnny and a single cutty, and put Stella's tab on mine and run it, will you?
She's got it up to $16 now.
For the week?
No, for the night. She's already had four doubles. Four doubles. Everything fine over here?
Oh, I think I'll have another.
So you got yourself an exclusive.
What's that supposed to mean?
The way you're putting away the sauce. You must have got word prohibitions from him back.
You haven't even been back a full day and already you're starting to sound like Starchy Shorts Grant. It'll take at least a day before you lose your nice little human qualities.
I didn't think it was possible, but hell, now he's so straight, crows could fly test flights over.
Oh, now he's manager. A big cog in the big news machine.
Oh, war is hell. And I, for one, am beginning to regret leaving.
Don't kid yourself. You're still in it, only now it's a ratings war and meaner than anything you ever covered. Look, David, why don't we just have a few drinks and a few laughs, and then you can go back to the peace and calm of guerrilla fighting in Lebanon.
I think I'll hang around for a while.
You took it.
I took it.
David, I'm not kidding. Why don't you just put on your little trench coat and get back to something you know before it's too late?
I always thought you were a fun drunk. I thought we were going to have a few drinks and talk about Derek.
Oh, let me get another double into my system. I have to be halfway down the slope before I get to him. Oh, there's Pete Martin heading for the bar. Get him to pick up a couple.
Come on, slow down, Stella. I want to make out every other word at least. Stella?
Supporting Scotland's primary industry has become my new hobby, and I must say I'm becoming very good at it.
What happened? Daddy die and leave you a bank? This is a pretty expensive hobby for a working girl.
Ugh, they can afford it.
Who's they?
Well, the big news machine, of course.
I'd better down a fast quarter or two so you start making sense.
Take it from me, Davy boy. You're better off not understanding. Derek started to understand, and look what they did to him. Locked him away with a bunch of loony tuners.
What about Derek?
Let's just stick with me for a minute. I understand. So they let me sit here, saucing myself silly every night so no one will take me seriously. And the moment it looks as though someone's listening to me, good old Ernie over there makes a call, and someone comes to take me home.
Stella, you sound like you're running a couple of bricks short of a full load.
People to think that my best interviews are with empty bottles, and I'm only kept on the payroll for past performance in the field. Makes them look considerate, humane. I could blow their goddamn doors off if I wanted.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
I know.
Know what?
I know where the news comes from. They pay me 30 grand a year to sit around sucking up scotch and keeping my mouth shut.
That's a tough way to drink scotch.
Davy, Davy, Davy. Take the word of an old flame. Someone who still cares. Get out before they get you. Listen, before you go, get me another double, will you?
What the hell is this? Straight Hour Richards cracks up on air. And all I've heard since I got here is crap like news team, news machine, the package. I'm sorry, Stella, but I've had it.
Okay. Here it is. You think you're here because you're a good newsman, right? Wrong. You're here because the computer wants you here. The computer that told them you had all the things they needed. Looks, delivery, presence. But most of all, credibility. Without that credibility, everyone could see right through them and their game.
What game?
Can't you see it, David? They make it up.
Look, Stella, I think that...
That's just it. You think. And that's what's going to get you into trouble, just like Derek. And Derek found out. Derek saw the little black and white dog one too many times. You see, they don't count on anyone really watching the news. Least of all the people who are doing it. Look what happens in the studio. The anchorman is reading ahead to the next item. The switcher is queuing up the next film clip. The control room is concerned with timing. No one's actually watching. Not even the people at home. They're eating dinner, arguing, talking to the kids, reading the paper. No one ever really watches. It goes in one eye and out the other. That's how they get away with it.
Who the hell are they and what are they getting away with? And what the hell's this about a little black and white dog?
What they're getting away with is complete and total manipulation of the news, and the little black and white dog is what made Derek realize it.
I'm sorry, Stella, but...
Listen to me, David. Just listen. Because I don't have much time. Derek was doing the news one night, and an item came up about a flood in Ohio. You know the usual crap. Ohio floodwaters broke through sandbag dikes today, killing 27 and leaving thousands homeless. For some reason... Derek was watching the film when the camera came in on a submerged house, and there, on the peak of the roof, with all the water all around, was the little black and white dog. Derek recognized the dog. He'd seen him before, last year, last flood.
For God's sake, Stella. They didn't have coverage of this year's flood, so they used a clip from a previous flood. Don't be so naive. You know as well as I do that it happens all the time, especially out in the field. You can't get out to cover something, so you buy the other guy's outtakes. We've all faked coverage. Hell, when I was in Bangladesh, they had a PR firm come to your hotel room with 16 and 35 mil clips, so you didn't have to take a jeep 30 miles into the bush. Everybody's done it at some time.
No, baby. This is more than that. Derek went down to the library just out of curiosity. Asked to see the flood file. He needed clearance. Clearance from Martin Grant. He asked Grant. Grant told him it was none of his business. Derek didn't like Grant any more than the rest of us, so we just dropped it. But then he saw the hijacked airliner.
With a little black and white dog standing on the tail.
But I'm telling you, it's dangerous. Now, the hijacking was supposed to be taking place in New York. Derek noticed the registration number on the fuselage. A month later, there was another hijacking in Buenos Aires. Same plane, same number.
That's impossible.
It's not impossible. There were two more hijackings over the next 3 months. It was the same plane every time.
Nobody would buy that. Buenos Aires doesn't look like New York. And besides, even the dumbest viewer would catch on to that.
Not if the plane was shot from different angles. One airport at night looks just like any other airport at night. And you never see a daylight airline hijacking. It's always at night. In Cuba, in Algeria, in Liberia, you're a newsman. When were you allowed into any of those countries? David, I'm telling you, everything's there. Computer coded, just waiting for the right buttons to be pushed.
Okay. Just what in the hell do you think I've been doing out in the field for the past 25 years? I've been there, Stella. I've been there, so have you.
And every time you filed a report, it was used and then carefully fed into the computer for future use. for a future date when they will control the news completely. When they can manipulate and control the public, people all over the world. When they can make them believe anything they want them to believe. Total control.
So what you're saying is that Kennedy wasn't assassinated. Watergate never happened.
No. They're not there yet. But they're close.
If you really believe this, and if this is what Derek believed, then the two of you belong in adjoining rooms.
Derek had proof. He worked on it for over a year, and he kept everything in a file in a safety deposit box. He knew they were starting to suspect something. That's why I ran out of the studio.
Now you've really lost me.
The safety deposit box was in a bank in a little town about 60 miles from here. Same night he ran out, that bank was broken into, and every safety deposit box was opened. Shannon told him to stand by for a special item that had just come in. An item on the robbery. He knew we had to get out of there. Don't you understand, David? They robbed the bank. They found out where he kept the book, and they went after it.
Yeah, that's bloody well...
David! They're capable of anything. They'll kill. It's too important.
Your car's here, Miss Parsons. Al's waiting outside.
Oh. I'm sorry, Dave, but I have to go. Look, it was really lovely seeing you again. Talking over old times. Maybe...
Al's waiting, Miss Parsons.
Steady, you can't just... Who's Al?
The network chauffeur, Mr. Weston.
Yeah, you met him this morning. He picked you up at the airport.
But I thought he
you
was...
You thought what, Mr. Weston?
Nothing. Nothing at all, Ernie.
Ah.
Stella, are you sure I can't...
Oh, I'll be all right, David. Al takes very good care of me. Good night, David.
Good night, Ernie.
Good night, Miss Parsons. Have a pleasant ride home.
Here's your revised copy, David. Everyone in the booth asked me to tell you they're all rooting for you up there.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank the gang for me. Tell them I'll do my best.
I will. Good luck, David.
Thanks again. Well, hi, Marty. Any last words of wisdom?
That depends on how you take them. I'll give it to you straight. Stella's dead. She had an accident driving home last night. She shouldn't have been driving in her condition.
Are you crazy? Stella? Stella wasn't driving last night. Your man, Al, he drove her home. What the hell is this, Grant?
Just a few words of wisdom. Stella was driving. We don't have a driver named Al. Stella was drunk. She had an accident.
And Derek is in an institution.
Derek is in an institution.
And not allowed visitors.
No visitors. Now, go out there and do your job. We're counting on you. You've got a good future here, David. And there's a lot at stake. I'll see you when you're through.
I think...
No. You don't. Now just go out there and do your job. Just think about the job. We'll take care of you.
You'll be here when I'm finished?
I will, David. I'll be right here. Now, get going. The chairman, please. It's all right, sir. We read him correctly. He's ours.